Now, as we head off down towards the end here, let's just remind ourselves about the option rules. We've got new legislation from the 1st of June 2008. Now, why is somebody going to opt to tax? Well, that's dead simple, isn't it? It's to recover input tax. If you're likely to have some bills, could this be a farmer, for example, that's thinking of converting his barns into offices and he's going to rent those offices out, but he incurs quite a bit of cost? It's going to make sense for him to opt to tax those newly converted farm buildings into offices in order to recover that VAT. The effect of an option, of course, is, and we've covered this in previous podcasts, so I don't propose to deal with this in any detail here, is that it binds the person who made it, and only the person who made it, and they are then required to both VAT the rents and indeed the final sale. But it's worth noting that the option is turned off in certain circumstances, for example, domestic accommodation or buildings which have got part domestic accommodation. The new rules for the option in June 2008 require that land and buildings be dealt with in a slightly different way than they were before. If you've got bare land, for example, you're thinking of renting farmland, then the key word is choice. You simply choose which fields, which areas you want to opt, and you send a map accordingly to HMRC. If you do opt over land and you subsequently build upon that land, this kind of a phoenix effect, as the phoenix rises, the new building rises out of the ground, then it will be automatically cloaked by the pre-existing option over the bare land. There is, however, an option to get out of that, but the basic rule is that any emerging building will automatically be covered by the option. If you opt over buildings, remind yourself too that the rule requires that VAT, the option to tax, operate over the whole of the building. You can't kind of cherry pick just because some of your tenants won't be able to recover. Righto then, folks, I think that's pretty much all I wanted to say about VAT and farming. As I said, I've been necessarily a bit selective, but I think I've covered the important issues, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Cheerio.